Welcome back to Wedlocked and Loaded.
Wedlocked and Loaded.
You women,
do not lump us all in one category.
You know, so you girls, and lie and stretch the truth
you
and try
girls,
to get us jammed up.
First of all, I'm a whole ass woman, right? Think about
no
that.
No disrespect.
Sounds like it to me. So why can't y'all? What is it with men that they just can't walk away?
Depends how good it is. You don't want to give that away.
Greetings, everyone. New episode of Wedlocked and Loaded. We are back again. I'm Daniel Laurent.
And I am Leah Nicole.
And we are back with a couple of topics that we wanted to discuss with the good folks. And, you know, some things was floating around and we just wanted to give our POV and kind of just discuss it, like, in real time. This isn't, you know, and I think it's important when we're doing these topics, depending on what they are, we are very mindful to not discuss it beforehand because we don't want it to be rehearsed, or I don't want Leah's opinion to be changed or altered and vice versa. So, you know, we're just going to go through it raw and uncut. So, one of the clips, and let's see. Yeah. The first clip we'll do is something that Leah found and she sent to the DM. And
it's going down in the DM.
Well, let's see. Let's play that here.
And
then
we can
discuss.
If you ask the average person what their love language is, it's a good chance they'll be able to clearly articulate to you what they understand is the language that their heart speaks or how they respond when they get what they desire. But if you ask those same individuals, what is your trauma response? Or what language does your pain speak or your stress speak? They will hesitate, they will deflect, or they won't be as responsive. What if we placed just as much energy into what we understand we need as how we respond when we don't get what we need? If we became more aware of how we respond when we don't get the things that we desire or when we may be triggered, we will have healthier relationships, because the best thing that you can bring to any relationship is a better version of you. The best thing you can give someone else is self-awareness and accountability. So I'm all for love languages, but I want you to also be well informed of your trauma responses and your pain points and the language that your stress speaks. Because there's a good chance in your relationship, in your covenant, they will encounter you more times than not when you don't get what you desire. And you need to, and your partner needs to know, who are you when things don't go your way?
For me, I feel like he's saying basically, like, what are your triggers? Which is what I feel like in some of our discussions, I've said that very thing to you, in a sense of, like, if slamming the door, right? And I don't slam the door on you. I don't slam the door in your face. But, like, if I slam the door in your face and that reminds you of, you know, your dad used to slam the door before he left the house and it causes all this stuff, I feel like it's your responsibility to tell me that at some point. And then once I have that information, right, it's not a matter of me never slamming the door on you again, mm-hmm. but trying my best not to. And if I do slam the door on you, remembering what you share with me and mm-hmm. just kind of giving you grace and also trying to make that right mm-hmm. and not saying, it's just a door I'm slamming, I'm not your father, like, you know, because then that makes it worse. And I feel like we've talked about this a couple of times.
So, well, let me just, before I even start, are you finished?
Yeah.
Okay. So I think, you know, for me, it's interesting how we hear things, right? And it's not that you are wrong and I am right, right? Because this is just, you know, this is just our perspective, right? For me, you know, thinking about the love language aspect, right? We take a test to see, you know, what things, you know, makes us happy in the relationship. Like, what can our partner do to to, you know, what can we do for each other as partners to make this relationship as healthy and happy as possible, right? Like, that's what I think of the love language test, right? Like, you speak to me in such a way that not only speaks to me so that I can hear you, you know, with my ears, but so that you know, you actually, like, you reach the depths of me. In terms of, like, the trauma response, for me, it's not about your actions per se, meaning your part, you know, you, I'm talking to you. It's not about your actions, babe. It's more so about me, right? Like, I took it, if I'm stressed out about something at work, or if I'm angry, for me, it's not about a trigger per se. It's about how do I act when I am stressed out and you are on the receiving end of that, right? So, for instance, there are times when, you know, something is bothering me and, you know, we don't always have the right words, right? We don't always have the right words. I know for me, I get in my head. I start trying to figure it out in my own way, right? I don't want to talk about it at the moment because I have to make sense of it first. You know that about me. Even though you know that about me, you know, sometimes it can be bothersome because I get extremely quiet. So for me, that would be a trauma response. When I get extremely quiet, that's how I respond to that type of trauma, right? Mm-hmm. So that to me is what he's that's what I hear when I hear that clip, right? So as my partner, how can I work to make you understand where I am in those moments, and how, as my partner, can you help me to get back to the other side?
Yeah, I don't know if I heard that.
Yeah, that's what I took from that.
I mean, I will say,
and just maybe, thinking about,
and maybe it's the time of me hearing it, mm-hmm, like now, but I think that he took a long time to explain something that could have been explained in half the time.
Well, I think that he was kind of breaking it down, but he also talked a lot about, you know, like the love language, because that's what so many people hear. We hear everybody talks about, oh, the five love languages, right? Yeah. And I think, like, he was kind of doing, like, a comparison, and just, you know, it took that long because it's something new. It's something different. But the
trauma response, so using the analogy of, like, because this has happened, and I feel like it happens a lot in relationships. Mm-hmm. If someone is yelling and they point in your face and it reminds you of, you know, your mom always did that.
So if you had an abusive mom or an not abusive even abusive, parent.
I don't want to go so extreme. Let's mm-hmm. let's just keep it very like vanilla and you know, she pointed in your face when she was talking to you, and maybe she was like, you know, a screamer, and sometimes when she would scream at you, like, you know, little specks of spit might hit your face, and just someone pointing in your face reminds you of that thing that's like, argh. Right. And so me simply saying to you, like, I'm going to the store and I'll be back when I get back, and I'm pointing at you, sends you somewhere else that I had no idea.
Right. So for me, I think that is, again, I think you're still talking about triggers. Right. So let's think about trauma responses. Like, there are five or six. Right. And so you think about fight, flight, freeze. What are the other ones? Do you know?
Fight, flight, freeze, and fawn.
Okay, so there was four. I feel like there's just something is missing. And so for me, that's, you know, when I'm listening to this particular snippet, like, I'm thinking, you know, what makes you do those things, right? Like, okay, you can be in the middle of, you know, God forbid, a shootout, or a fight breaks out in the mall, or a car accident, or, you know, the building is on fire, right? Like, how do you respond in those moments? And that would be the same thing in your relationship, right? Not, it's not always going to be a fire, but somebody might cause a fire within, right? Whether it's the job, whether it's the children, in terms of just a stressor or even a sadness, right? Like, how do you deal with that? As my partner, when I am going through whatever it is that I'm going through, how do you deal with that? And when I'm going through that, how does it make you feel, right? Whether I let you in or I shut you out, how does that make you feel? And then, you know, how do we get past that? That's what I'm hearing when I hear that clip. You got to figure out the ways to move past those traumas, because it's not always going to be the peaches and the creams, right? It's not always going to be the blue skies and the rainbows, you know? It's going to be some dark days, because life is life and life be lifing. And so within that, within the relationship, how do you move past those dark moments? How do you build on those instead of breaking down?
So I found the thing that you was talking about. I just sent it to you. So let's take it.
Let's take it.
Let's take the trauma. Do you want to play a game? All right. So for you, and you could pull up and set up for mine.
Oh, I think this one is different, but.
Organization is excellent. Never, rarely, occasionally, frequently, very frequently.
So you're doing this for me and I'm doing it for you.
Yeah. Meaning you have to answer.
Yeah.
Come on, Leah. The show's only so long.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm like answering it on like live.
Yes.
Okay. Read the first question.
Organization is excellent.
Frequently.
Are you serious?
Damn. Frequently. You're not perfect. Frequently.
No. So I am asking you, as I want you to answer for yourself, and I'm going to enter this in, and then you do the same thing for me, and I'll answer you. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I guess I'm not doing it any different. I'm asking you, and I'm answering it for you.
No, I'm asking you, your organization is excellent, period. Never, rarely, occasionally. So for Leah, is your organization occasionally excellent? Okay. Get easily distracted. Never, rarely, occasionally, frequently, very frequently.
Occasionally.
Attention span is poor. Never, rarely, occasionally, frequently, very frequently.
Occasionally.
It is easy to be patient and wait in line. Never, rarely, occasionally.
Frequently.
Lose train of thought right in the middle of talking about something.
It's kind of, it's borderline, occasionally and frequently.
Pick one.
You choose.
Occasionally. You know, I meant to do. Have trouble delaying gratification.
Delaying gratification. Rarely.
Yeah, no. It's the only truthful thing you gave. Struggle with memory.
Occasionally.
Memory is worse than it was 10 years ago.
Absolutely.
LLJ Cool J.
Very frequently? Or frequently?
I would say occasionally.
Come on, Leah.
I remember things when I remember them.
Having trouble remembering names.
Well, I mean, what do we mean by that, right? That's feel like, come, that's on, a trick, Leah, question.
The show's only so long, babe.
I'm just saying, I feel like that's kind of like, you know, a trick thing.
Never, like, rarely, occasionally, frequently, very frequently.
I mean, like, friends' names, I never
you smashed on a one-night stand.
Never.
All right. We'd like to know a bit about your life, too. Exercise more than twice per week.
Still the same. Never really, frequently, occasionally.
Yeah.
Exercise frequently.
Get at least 7 to 8 hours of sleep a day.
Rarely.
Diet tends to be poor and haphazard.
Rarely.
Drink more than 2 normal size 8-ounce cups of coffee a day.
Never.
Drink sugar sweetened soda every day.
Every day is crazy. Never.
What?
I never drink how many cans of soda a day?
Have more than 4 normal sized alcoholic drinks each week.
Each week? Rarely.
Smoke cigarettes or cigars or expose the secondhand smoke.
Rarely.
You're around cigarettes?
I'm not, but I'm gonna, I mean, again, how do you answer that?
Smoke cigarettes or cigars. Never. Or expose the secondhand.
Never.
Jesus Christ. Spend more than 1 hour a day watching TV.
Occasionally.
Have trouble getting and staying asleep.
Frequently.
Under high stress at home or work.
Occasionally.
Close relationships are healthy and satisfying.
Trick question. Define close. Healthy and I think all my relationships are healthy and satisfying.
Never, rarely,
so frequently.
Jeez, Louise. Involved in new learning activities or brain training games?
Although you hate it, occasionally.
Now, how have you been feeling lately? Tend to notice what is wrong more than what is right.
This is getting deep. I would say tend to notice what is wrong more than what is right. Occasionally.
Tend to be argumentative or oppositional.
Rarely.
Thoughts tend to loop and get stuck in mind.
Rarely.
Struggle with feeling sad or blue.
I guess I'm occasionally sad.
Struggle with worry.
I guess I get worried a little bit occasionally.
Have trouble letting go of hurts from the past.
I guess that might be frequently.
Thoughts are negative.
Rarely.
Self-esteem is really good.
Frequently.
Have trouble experiencing joy.
Rarely.
Tend to take things the wrong way.
Rarely.
Have difficulty relaxing.
Occasionally.
Tendency to predict the worst.
I feel like that's a trick. Rarely.
Sensitive to criticism.
Rarely.
Bite fingernails or pick at skin.
Never.
Feel tense or nervous.
Occasionally.
Energy level most days is excellent.
Occasionally.
Struggle with cravings.
Rarely.
I hate when it does this.
If it's more, we're stopping.
No, it's done, but I just... I hate when it does that, yo. It's always a fucking... There's no free lunch. All right, so they're processing the results. You got mine ready? Out of 16 possibilities, you are brain type 1. That means you tend to be balanced. You are also flexible, focused, have good impulse control, have balanced emotions, are resilient, and experience normal ups and downs. Sound like you? 1 is not done, although brain type 1 is the optimal brain type. You, if you don't use it, you lose it. So you have to keep it healthy.
Screenshot that.
What?
Screenshot that.
They sent it in my email.
Oh, awesome. Oh, I gotta put some information in here.
Let's see. Click to download your full report and discover pages of personalized recommendations based on your brain type. But it doesn't tell you... I thought it was going to say the fight or flight stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's not really. So, you know what? We did yours. We'll do mine maybe on the next episode. I hope you don't mind. I'm doing an executive order call. Sorry. All right. Next subject. So, all right. What was the other clip? The other clip was, well, this is kind of old, but. Mike Epps did an interview on All the Smoke podcast, and he was talking, and I thought he was being vulnerable and truthful, mixing it with a little bit of comedy. Mm-hmm. However, it stirred the waters and got a lot of talk going, which then resulted in him apologizing to his wife. So let's play that clip here, and then let's break it down when we get back.
But I know what it was. I lied to all these women and got them pregnant.
and sold them dreams and shit like that.
I got 5 girls.
You got 5 girls, too.
To let you know how much lying
I've been
lying
doing. Too.
I've See, been doing too much lying.
That's one thing that I'm going to get right before I leave this earth. I'm going to learn how to treat a woman 100%
that's
right.
That's dope. That's dope.
Because that's something that I want to do for my mother, for my children, for my daughters. I never treated a woman right, 100%. And now that I'm getting older, I'm realizing, man, you gotta treat a woman right, Mike. You gotta, you can't cheat on her. You gotta be her friend. You gotta not be selfish. This is what I wanna do. This is one of my dreams, man.
That's dope. That's something we have to learn as men. That's something we really have to learn.
Because I had issues with my mother. So now I want to make a woman. I don't want my kid's mother to, you know what I mean, to have my mother's stuff. So that's one of my things I want to do, man. Because I've been listening to pimp music and shit my whole life. You have too.
So what do you think about that comment?
I mean, I guess I can respect him for apologizing to his wife.
No. Don't jump. No. So I'm talking about him saying his wish is to treat a woman right before he leaves this earth.
Yeah,
like that comment in itself.
What do I think,
like,
about that comment in itself?
Yeah, so just hearing it with your ears.
Yeah.
And then hearing it if you were his wife and listening to him say that.
And so one of the things that you didn't mention is, well, what he said, let's quote him verbatim. It's to treat a woman 100% right.
Yeah.
Right. And I think that there is a difference between treating someone right, treating a woman right sometimes versus treating a woman right all the time at 100%. And so for me, I, especially, you know, him talking about his issues, you know, him having issues with his mom, which means just right off the bat, you know what I mean? Like he has issues with women in general, right? Whatever that relationship was, between him and his mom, whatever he's seen growing up between his mom and his dad, or with any man, right? And he kind of joked about like the music that he listened to, or, you know, or even just all of them listened to, and talked about Pimp C and UKG and, you know, all the...
Oh my God.
Flag on the play.
What?
UGK.
Leah, sorry.
I will end this podcast. You know what? Disrespectful.
I'm not being disrespectful. Excuse me.
Jesus.
Excuse me. I just got a little excited. UGK. I stand corrected. Shut up. Anyway, I think all that plays, you know, a major part in just how we treat people in general, right? Just our natural upbringing and the things that we see and hear daily, right? And especially if we don't have anyone to correct us. And I think for me, again, I'll go back to him apologizing to his wife. I can respect him apologizing to his wife. For me, I mean, and only he knows, if he felt like he embarrassed her by saying that during that episode, I can understand why he apologized. I can also understand why he apologized, if this is the reason why he apologized, if he is apologizing for his past behaviors. Other than that, I saw, like, overall, I saw nothing wrong with what he said.
I feel like you're in a minority.
I might be.
There was a...
But again, I'm listening with a different set of ears, right? And I think that, you know, there are a lot of people, and, you know, no one, I can't say that I'm right, and they're wrong and vice versa, right? Because it's all our perspectives, right? But I think it's easy for someone who has not been in a long-term relationship with anybody, who's never been married, and not that you have to be married, but I'm saying if you've never experienced a long-term relationship, if you've never been married, there are things that, like, you won't understand, right? If you're working towards if you're working towards, you know, having a long-term relationship, and understanding that not nan one of us is perfect, and we will all, you know, make some choices that, you know, will go against what we're trying to work towards.
Well, I know that it was talked about on the message board. I threw my two cents in, and it became this whole big thing. And I didn't see anything wrong with what he said, and mm-hmm. I didn't find it disrespectful.
Right.
I think that, you know, it's interesting when you have the stereotypical comments you know, men don't express themselves, they don't talk about their feelings, they're not, like, reflective and, you know, introspective and all those type of things. Those are general, like, broad stroke tropes.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you have someone who is, and again, he's a comedian, so he's putting a little bit of humor into what he is saying on certain parts, but I believe when he said, like, he never got it right. And right. So, like, that's vulnerability. He's not in his kitchen having, you know, playing cards and talking to close friends. Like, he's on a podcast and saying that for the public to then judge and clip it up and make their comments and talk about him and send it to his wife. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, if she's on social media, send her a bunch of clips and tag her. And so I appreciate that. But also on the side of, you know, me saying something or in a way that I... So I will say this from being a person that has made comments or said something where you didn't feel acknowledged in something I was doing. I heard him when he said, you know, his daughters and this, that, and the third, and he didn't mention his wife at all. And he mentioned like the mothers of his children and blah, blah, blah. And he never mentioned his wife at all. So from a person that has made those missteps, I heard that and I'm like, yikes. But I also get when you are talking and you are trying to prove, because maybe in his mind, this wife, and I don't know if he's been married before.
He's been married before. And I think when he said to me, right, when he said the mothers of his children and his daughters, right, I think, again, his relationships with his daughters, I'm hoping they are current and they are open and, you know, they are actually connecting with each other, right, as father and child. However, I believe that he's talking specifically about how he has treated the mothers of his children. Yeah. Excuse me, his older children, and how they had to, you know, how what they had to witness, right? That's what I took from it. And for me, I felt like he didn't include his wife because he is on that high road of getting it. He's closer to getting it 100% right with her.
Yeah.
That's the way that I took it.
And that's how, and it's just interesting that when people hear that, they just hear the complete opposite, and it goes to, you know, the absolute worst of that. And or you judge it based on...
A lot of people judge it based off their own experiences, right? And I think, and those would be negative experiences. So if you've had, you know what I'm saying, a relationship with someone who wasn't technically your man, where you had been the side chick, or you were knowingly sharing dude or female with however many other people, right? But you want it to be that main one, right? I feel like when you have negative experiences, you're going to view a lot of things with those negative lenses. And it's not to say everybody. So don't even do it. I'm just putting it out there that is a possibility, that when you have these negative experiences, you're looking at, you're viewing things with negative lenses because you haven't gotten past whatever issues you've had with those experiences.
Well, fair enough. All right, so there was another. So we were going to do the... Do you want to do the Bun B one too, or no?
We can.
All right, so the Bun B, he basically said he doesn't understand how you can live with a woman you don't trust, and you can hide money from her, and, you know, not let her know where everything is. We'll play it from straight from him.
I don't understand men that live with women that they don't trust. I don't understand men that live with women that they hide money from. Why you got her? My wife got to know where everything at in case something happened to me, because I can't get to it. Right. And I can't be on the phone
trying to tell
call her, and yeah. telling you where shit is at. Hey, you got to go to Terry's house. What for? Look, me and Terry, man, just go to Terry's house, tell Terry you need that from... Man, you know how hard it's going to be to get that shit from Terry?
I agree, I guess.
You guess. It's crazy.
Not I guess. I mean, I agree with that. I think that this also ties in with, this is a better version than I feel like what Shaq was trying to say when he was like, you know, I forgot what he said. What did he say? And it was a whole big thing. You know, you can't talk to a woman. You can't trust her or something like that. I forgot what he said. But, you know, this is a much more mature, logical, you know, adult way of thinking. If you were living with someone and you two are partners, like, mm-hmm. if your partner's like, what does that look like?
Right.
And, you know, I guess it can go down a rabbit hole where you get in your bag of, well, everything should be open and it's passwords and you leave the computer open and, you know, gets in that whole bag. I take it for what he's saying in the sense of, like, it shouldn't be like the keys to the safe. It shouldn't be a problem of you knowing where that is and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, I agree with that. Don't get into your bag because I'm gonna leave it
right where you put it down at.
Exactly.
No, I mean, it's not exactly.
Exactly.
I think it's across the board, but there it is.
Across this, Leah. Anyway, so our good friend Dane sent something.
That's crazy.
Why? I shouted him out?
I mean, shout out to him. Not that that's crazy, but that's crazy.
What?
I don't know. Just go.
All right. So we're going to play the clip that he shared. I want us to, I want you to, the contrarian of this relationship. I want to see what you say.
Women cheat more than men. 5 undeniable truths about men and women. 1. A woman can love you from the core of her heart and still marry a man who is better than you. It's a harsh truth that many women won't accept.
All right.
So, I agree with that.
So let's start with the first part. So you agree?
A woman can love someone.
A woman can love you from the core of her heart, from the depths
of her heart, and still marry someone else. Absolutely.
Yeah. So you love someone else with the core of your heart, but you married me.
No.
No, that's fair. All right.
That's not what happened. But I'm saying it could have.
2. When you buy a used car, you have to pay the price for the damage done by others. This isn't just about cars.
When you buy a used car, you have to pay the price for damage done by others.
Absolutely.
Ain't that the truth?
Absolutely.
I'm still paying for that shit. All right.
Stop buying used cars.
3. How many beautiful women will you find in your nearest mall? Many. But men of value, you are rare. You are the prize, but you are not born as a prize. You have to become one.
What do you say to that?
I mean, you know, what I dislike about that is that
oh, that's the shit that y'all are taught all the time.
Time out.
That's why you even have anything to say instead that's of just what, saying, that's no, what I who agree. Was taught.
You don't women, even know women, where I'm
women,
going.
Women feel like they're the prize.
You don't even know where I'm going.
I'll be quiet.
Thank Let's you. See.
Go on.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Anytime. I dislike that. Because they placed the value of a woman in her beauty as opposed to who she really is.
Ah, Leah, don't get so deep. We're talking about surface level, seeing somebody in the mall.
No.
You don't know if someone's a good person. You don't know if someone donates kidneys. Or
then
if someone
compare.
Goes to American Red Cross, you're just seeing that fatty walk by and you're like, holy shit. Right? So, or maybe it ain't a fatty. Maybe it's a flatty and maybe she has like really, really beautiful dimples. You're like, holy shit.
All of that sounds good, Daniel. But don't say you can find many beautiful women in the mall, but you can't find a man of value. It's hard to find a man of value. Like, you can't, like, how are you comparing the value of beauty to the value of a human being?
Because we're kings.
Get the fuck out of here. Next.
4. Drama destroys a woman, but builds a man. That's why her past matters, but his doesn't. It's not him, it's nature.
Go, Leah. Sick 'em.
What? Next. Some bullshit.
5. Men come back because they genuinely miss the beautiful thing they had with a woman. Women come back because they failed to replace the man.
I'm cracking all the way up.
Why? I mean, I didn't.
You didn't find that funny, no.
I mean, there was no punchlines.
That sure was hilarious.
I mean, I think we have two different ears. Like, what happened? I don't get it.
Men come back because they genuinely miss what they fucked up.
Sounds like facts to me.
Women come back because they have failed.
It's definitely facts. It's like Carfax.
Okay.
Factory.
Okay.
You know, I think.
Yeah, of course you would.
I mean.
He who finds a good thing should cherish it.
I mean, there's yard sales all the time.
Like I said, he who finds a good thing should cherish it.
Anywho. All right, so out of those five, you only agree with what, two?
I don't even know anymore.
Oh my God, Leah. Come on, man.
What did I agree with?
The marry, you can love, but you marry someone different.
Number one, I agreed with number one.
When you buy a used car, you have to pay for the price of the damage done by others.
Absolutely, I agreed with number two, even though it wasn't specifically talking about a car, but I agreed with it. Everything else was garbage.
All right, Leah.
Garbage.
Anyway. All right, so.
Your opinion matters.
I mean, I think that some of the takes are they're meant to be facetious, obviously, and so, you know, I take it for what it is. I think the used car thing, very, very true, obviously, mm-hmm. but that can apply for men and women. But, you know, I say all the time, you'll see women who are attractive or, you know, and it's just like, damn, like they're fucked up and they don't see themselves as that. And it definitely can happen with guys too, but I'm not listening and talking to guys like that to go through the whole brrr in my head. But I'm like, damn, like you're fucked up.
You shouldn't be listening to females for that.
I'm not matter having and dates. I'm talking and listening, and I always have been, and you know this, so why make it a thing?
You're missing my point.
You're making a point out of something that's not a point.
No, you're missing my point. But go on. But Daniel.
Fuck. Anyway. So there's a lot that has happened, man, and people are just not right. So it's interesting. And as far as the men come back, you know, it reminds me of, damn, what movie was that when the woman came back and shit, it wasn't Best Man. What movie was that? I feel like she had egg on her face and he didn't want her anymore. What movie was that? Do you remember?
I don't.
Shit.
Stop cursing.
It's gonna bother me, yo. Damn. And she came back, she was all, it was The Game. Remember Melanie came back and she had the teddy bear, I think, and she went and knocked on the door. Yeah, and Derwin, you know what I mean? Yeah, see, that's what happens. She failed and she came back and she was like, Derwin, I want you, I realized. He already knocked up the other chick. So then, you know what I'm saying? Now we got a pickle. What we do?
Anyway.
Fortunately, I ain't never had that issue because that would be really, really tough. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never. Because that's hard. That's hard to explain. You know what I'm saying? That's hard to deal with. And fortunately, unfortunately, my old lady ain't made up where she's going to co-parent with me and another, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just fortunate for that. So
yeah. Likewise.
What? That's all right. So do you have any final, you have any final closing? Oh, and so by the way, so all of you listening today, we are doing a live broadcast tomorrow, and it's going to be with Sparring Minds, and it's going to be with Coach La, and we are going to talk about a variety of things centering around the Diddy allegations and the things that's going on with him, and just kind of we're going to do a deep dive on a deeper level and just kind of have community conversations. So please make sure you tune in on Instagram, on Facebook, Wedlocked and Loaded. It's going to be unbelievable. It's going to be a hard 90 minutes. And yeah, so, and that's intentionally why we didn't talk about, I mean, everyone is talking about Diddy, obviously. But we intentionally didn't want to talk about it on this show because we are going to be talking about it tomorrow. So yeah. Do you have any, you have any plugs or comments or any of that good stuff?
I don't think so.
No.
No.
I bet you don't have no plugs. All right. So,
I don't even know what that's supposed to mean.
Anyway, there's some stuff, but I'll talk about it on a future show. I want to let it happen first, and then I'll talk about it because I think it's actually really, really, really dope. I'm really, really, really proud of it, and I'm really, really, really happy. So we will see y'all next week. Same time, same bat channel, all that good stuff. You know what it is. Wedlocked and Loaded. I am Daniel Laurent.
And I am Leah Nicole.
And we'll see y'all next week. You know what it is. Yo!
Wedlocked and Loaded.
Women come back because they failed to replace the man.
Wedlocked and Loaded.
Wedlocked and Loaded.